Aye, it's the team talk. Josh Sexton's gone to an away match and it's all too much for him. He's not in today. So I'm stepping in, Gareth Roberts. I've got Lizzie Doyle, Kev Walsh and Mo Stewart with me to talk about Fulham v Liverpool. Jürgen Klopp has just carried out his press conference there. A few things to talk about from that. First off, a little bit of team news. Henderson definitely out with the ankle injury that he picked up at Bayern Munich, that fantastic win at Bayern Munich. He says Klopp that he should be back after the international break. Naby Keita, he didn't travel, of course, to Germany. He says they'll check on him at training today, so they'll see. But big news there is that Oxlade-Chamberlain, he says there's no rush right now, no news right now, but he said they do expect him to return after the international break. So that's all brilliant and all good and something we can all look forward to. In terms of this game then, 2:15 on Sunday, another mad time to play football at. But 19th place Fulham, Kev, does that hold any fear for you?
Yeah, but that's because I'm a massive shitbag and stuff. Stuff like this makes me worry. And Lizzie's just been talking about Andre Scherler, so I'm shitting myself about him now. I'm shitting myself about the rain, the sun, the wind. I don't know. Shitting myself about everything. It just, it puts
Michael Jackson statue.
Yeah, exactly. What if he gets one? The ghost of him coming to get us. Listen, if everything goes according to plan, we fucking absolutely tonked them. But you don't win. Football doesn't go according to plan, does it? So you've got to just do a real job for them. They've got a new manager in there, so you've got to think at some point there'll be at least a little bounce. I know we lost to Chelsea, but it was a half-decent performance from them. Just get in there, do what we need to do, Reds, and fucking get out. That's all I want.
Mo, what I really liked in the press conference today was there's a lot of questions, and look, you can criticise journalists for asking these questions, but they're thinking about how they're going to write a certain type of story or how they're going to present a certain type of story on the radio or on the telly or whatever. That's why they ask them. But when you are watching it as a fan, or when you are watching it probably as the manager as well, you're a bit like, why are you asking me?
Yeah.
A big result in Bayern Munich, has that made a difference to how the team feel? Has that made a difference to whether they think they can win the league or the Champions League? He basically along those lines said, well, no, why would it? Because it's basically no surprise to them that they're good, because they've been good for ages. And, you know, they got the opportunity to go top of the league this weekend, to leapfrog Man City, albeit with a game more played. So no, it's no surprise to them that they can go to good football grounds, good teams, big teams, and win.